From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. There will be no cost of living increase for retirees and other Social Security beneficiaries this year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports it's because inflation has remained relatively tame.
This is the second year in a row Social Security recipients will not see an automatic increase. Although consumer prices have inched up in the last year, they still have not rebounded to the highs of 2008. Andrew Biggs, who is a former deputy commissioner of Social Security, says even though seniors and others have not lost purchasing power, many will not be happy with the flat checks, and they're likely to let lawmakers know it.
This is a very, very difficult process, particularly with this announcement coming 2 weeks before a congressional election. If you're a member of Congress, this is not the sort of news you want to be hearing.
House lawmakers have promised to consider a one-time $250 payment to seniors in lieu of a cost of living adjustment, but there's no guarantee that will pass. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Retail sales may be gathering ahead of steam. They were up for the third month in a row in September with solid gains at car lots, furniture, and hardware stores. The 0.6% increase is the biggest advance since March. The head of the failed mortgage company that helped trigger the financial sector meltdown will avoid trial on civil fraud and insider trading charges. Lawyers say Angelo Mozillo and two other defendants reached a settlement with federal regulators. Mozillo will pay more than $67 million. Israel's plan to build more than 200 new homes in East Jerusalem could further complicate the Mideast peace process. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports Palestinians have threatened to boycott talks as long as settlements keep expanding.
Since a flap over settlements erupted between Israel and the United States last March, Israel has observed an unofficial building freeze in East Jerusalem. This announcement, first publicized by Israeli media, means that unofficial freeze is effectively over. The new plans call for 238 units in the Jewish settlement neighborhoods of Pisgat Zev and Ramot, which are over the Green Line in East Jerusalem. Palestinians are in an uproar over the decision. Chief negotiator for the Palestinians, Saab Erekat, says the move proves Israel is not interested in reviving stalled peace talks. Settlements have emerged as one of the most contentious issues in the negotiations. Palestinians say that unless Israel freezes all settlement activity, they won't resume direct talks. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Even though a federal judge struck down the military's don't ask, don't tell policy, the Pentagon is warning gay troops that speaking up could still get them in trouble. The Obama administration is appealing the judge's ruling, and military officials say troops who come out could suffer adverse consequences. Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 32 points, NASDAQ up 33, and the S&P 500 was up 2. This is NPR. Parts of New York's Lincoln Center are undergoing treatment for bed bugs today. The pests were earlier discovered in a dressing room, and a check found more in the complex's opera house. None turned up in any of the public areas, though. The city has a bed bug problem. The insects have been found in clothing stores, housing projects, and even posh apartments. One of the world's stranger art exhibits has closed to the public. It's a display of 100 million porcelain sunflower seeds at London's Tate Gallery. NPR's Philip Reeves says officials are worried it could pose a health threat.
There was great excitement in London's cultural circles this week when the Tate opened up its exhibit of porcelain sunflower seeds by the Chinese artist and activist Ai Weiwei. There's 100 million of them, enough to carpet the gallery's Turbine Hall, a huge hall that used to be a power station. Visitors were invited to walk over the seeds, which were crafted by hand by thousands of artists in China. It seems people have been enjoying themselves a little too much. The gallery says their enthusiastic interaction with the seeds is releasing an unexpectedly high level of ceramic dust, and this dust could be a health risk if it's breathed in over a long period. Now visitors will be asked to look from a walkway, but not touch. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
If you've been neglecting your exercise lately, this story will really make you feel like a slacker. Army veteran Mike Arad just completed a cross-country run to honor service members killed in Iraq. He placed a U.S. flag every mile along the more than 4,000-mile journey, averaging 29 miles a day on the trip from Astoria, Oregon to Rockland, Maine. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.